We're doing the Chafetz Chaim, page Kuf Samach Vav. We're up to Klal Chet, the 8th chapter. Halacha Tet, the 9th halacha. Veda Od, I want you to know further. Da Filu, that even Levazot ulecharefet amitim, to put down, to deride the deceased, Gamken Asu, is also prohibited. You'd say, he doesn't know, he doesn't care, he's long gone. No. It's prohibited to speak badly about someone who's dead as well. The Katwa Poskim, the Halachic authority is right. The Eshtakana v'cherev kadmonim, that there is an ancient institution and a cherem, where in ancient times, to put a cherem would mean to say, if someone transgresses this, the rabbis wish him he should drop dead. Cherem is serious business. The Gemara says, Shamta, which is lesser than a cherem. What is Shamta? Sham Mita. The lower levels of Shamta, of cherem. Yes?
Even with the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, when the water went backwards and the tree moved, in the water of Rabbi Eliezer die?
You have to see the work called Birkat Eliezer, written by the Radal in his introduction to his commentary on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? He does an overview of that question. Coming back to here. I told you where the answer lies. We saved your seat. Frederick, they saved your seat. So, there is this institution by the ancients, Kadmonim, Shelo lo tzilaz v'shem ra lameitim, that a person should not spread rumors, lies about the deceased. V'chol zeh afilu im hamet am haaretz, and this is even if it's not someone learned. V'chol shekein im hu talmid chacham, and even more so if the deceased is someone who is learned in Torah. B'vaday hamvaze oto avon plili hu v'chayav nidui al zeh. Certainly, one who mocks him, one who puts down the Talmid Chacham who has deceased, that is a serious offense, and a person should really get nidui. That's another form of cherem over that. K'mosh nisak b'yoredea, as is actually ruled in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea, Siman Resh Mem Gimel. V'yisur shlam vazet Talmid Chacham, or afilu im vazet oto be'atzmo, v'chol shken shasur levazot et divrei Torato. Mocking a Talmid Chacham is even if you mock the person, certainly if you mock their Torah. So that's something to be wary of. People sometimes allow themselves to speak about someone. It could be Rav Kook, it could be Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, it could be the Rebbe of Chabad, it could be the Baal HaTanya, it could be the Gra. Very often we hear about ancient arguments and we think we are allowed to say things about these people. Well, Chazal warned us that you're not allowed to put down someone and you're not allowed to put down their Torah, assuming they were a Talmid Chacham and their Torah is Torah. That's the halacha we learned today. That even if someone's deceased, we still have the prohibition of knocking them, of putting them down, of mocking them.
Is there a reason for that? I'm saying there's clearly it's like not good, but saying on the level of from someone who's
alive, it could clearly affect his day-to-day life. Right. I think we have the concept that it affects a person's honor. Meaning part of what we want to leave behind after we pass on is our name, our reputation. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's so much more severe. Think about it. What's his name? Who was murdered in Jerusalem in his hotel room. What was his name? That Knesset member. Zangi Gandhi. Rechavam Zevi. Yeah, so he was murdered in his hotel room by an Arab gunman. Okay, so he became an icon. He became a top figure who fought. He had spent his life fighting for certain values of the Likud. And then a year ago, a woman came along and said that he had behaved inappropriately towards women, and he wasn't around to defend himself. And now his name is destroyed. The man's dead. I'm not saying he did it I'm not saying he didn't do it. I have no idea. But we've seen now in this year how you can ruin a person's legacy. That's it. Today, no one's going to say his name and think, wow, what a wonderful person. And we're all going to think, maybe he was a wonderful person. Maybe he did some wonderful things, but maybe he also did some pretty terrible things. We're not sure. And he's not here to defend himself. So here we see... If you're sure it's true, so then what? Okay. But we don't know. How so?
What do you need to be? Tell people that they need to be careful about this person? You can't do any harm to anybody.
Right. At this point, there's no benefit. There's no real benefit. He can't harm anyone anymore, right? Right, but why would that be permitted? Why is it necessary? What benefit comes of it? Saying you destroyed the man, but you're saying he was destroyed to begin with. Maybe, I don't know. Again, I'm not saying these ladies were right. I'm not saying they were wrong. I don't know if there was more than one. I don't know the details. There are two other answers. But I think the first one is the more accurate one, that we cannot underestimate the value of the name we leave behind after we go. It matters to us. We do have tombstones. We care what people think of us. It's important to us. And it's legitimately so. So that's point number one. I think there are two other points we have to pay attention to. And that is... we become different people depending on how we speak. How could we help you? He brought you a pillow.
Thank you.
Could we help you? Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. So there are two points here. By the way, what he's doing is right. There's a custom which Ashkenazim aren't aware of, but it does appear in ancient sources, and Sfardim are very careful about, and that is not to show the Aron HaKodesh your foot. So even though he's showing me his foot, but he's right, because he's not supposed to be showing his foot. You go to a Sfardi shul, sometimes you'll be sitting like this, crossing your legs, and the Sfardi, I was once in a shul, and the guy sitting next to me goes like, it's like I'm showing him the sole of my foot. What am I doing? So I put my foot down. I didn't know what he wanted from me. I thought I was getting his pants dirty. So when he shifted a little and I shifted a little, so I was used to sitting that way. So a second later, my foot goes up, and he's like, oh, no, I got to get that foot down. What are you showing me, the sole of your foot? So I'm okay, fine. I put my foot down. I look at him. And then I put the other foot up. I figure that's okay. And he's like ready to hit me. He goes, to me, no, but to the Aron HaKodesh, yes? And I'm like, okay, where we come from, we have no problem with that, right? People cross their legs. But there are ancient sources that say this. So it is they're within their rights, those shuls where they have that custom. Coming back to here, so we have two more points. When we speak Lashon Hara, we have to realize we become different people depending on what we focus on when we speak. It affects us. People are always talking negative, so they feel negative. Finally, it affects everyone. Not only affects us, at the end of the day, if we sit here and we spend our time talking about what's wrong with the world, we're in a different place. And if our conversation is more positive, we're also in a different place. But I think the first point is really the point Chazal we're concerned about. Chazal, the Gemara in Brachos brings a story that there was a man who spoke about one of the rabbis after the rabbi passed away, and a beam came down and hit him on the head, and he died. The Gemara says, and in heaven they weren't so pleased. What are you talking about him after he died? So there is this idea of honoring the deceased. Yeah. Okay. So that's our halacha today, about being careful what we say, even about a person who is deceased.